Pop star Olivia Rodrigo says abortion bans are pro-control, not pro-life. By Paul Bois on July 22, 2026. Pop star Olivia Rodrigo declared that abortion bans are pro-control, not pro-life, arguing that they exist simply to control women's bodies. Rodrigo had several conversations with the Center for Reproductive Rights president and CEO Nancy Northup alongside legal and policy experts Autumn Katz, Nimrich Auri, and Mitra Maitizadeh. Many of the discussions centered on cases of life-threatening pregnancy complications and moves to ban drugs like mifepristone, one of the two medications commonly used in medication abortions, for consequence sound. The center's representatives explain that anti-abortion groups continue to push for additional restrictions on the drug despite extensive research supporting its safety and effectiveness. They also note that medication abortions now account for roughly 63% of abortions in the U.S., the outlet noted. The interviews come ahead of Rodrigo's All Women Music Fest on August 29 that will feature talents like Stevie Nicks and Chappell Roan with the aim of benefiting several progressive organizations, including Planned Parenthood. The event, titled the Daisy Chain Fields Festival, will be held at Great Park in Irvine, California, with performances from Rodrigo, Chappell Roan, Doechii, Cat's Eye, Mitski, The Breeders, Die Spits, Bikini Kill, Eli, Garbage, Quiet Light, Rachel Chinnariri and Not For Radio. Karen O, Stevie Nicks, and Sarah McLachlan will also be making guest appearances. Truly never felt more excited to share a piece of news with you all, Rodrigo said in a post last month. I've had a dream of doing this festival for years and I am so ecstatic it's finally coming true. Daisy Chain Fields features an all-women lineup and 100% of the net proceeds will go to charities dedicated to advancing and advocating for women and girls. The lineup is truly insane and full of my heroes and friends, the singer continued. I firmly believe that joy, community and music can be the drivers of meaningful change and I'm hopeful this festival will be just that. I absolutely cannot wait to scream and dance and sing with you guys August 29th.